Rabbi Mizal says, Hasheshes Yomim, the 6 days, Haim HaHaschala, they represent the beginning, Shebohem Nivra HaKoil. Within those 6 days, everything was created. Within the 6 days of creation, that's when everything began. So the beginning is referred to as the 6 days of creation. The Shabbos, the 7th day of creation, Hu HaSoif VaHatachlis, that's referred to as the end of creation. Ubevadai yesh chiluk bein habriyos. There certainly is a difference between items, objects, and creation. Ki bevadai yesh chiluk. There certainly is a big difference bein mashenivre koidim, between that which was created earlier within creation, ubein mashenivre bashishi, and toward to that which was created on the 6th day, shehu somoch yoser leShabbos, which is closer to the Shabbos. Now note, this is a very, very interesting thing. This is obviously showing us one of the differences between human beings and all other objects in creation. How is it that human beings have the greatest potential for Hasodas Elokus, for getting to understand the Tachlis Hashem? What's our advantage over a bird, or a tree, or a fish? The fact that we were created closer to Shabbos, the 6 days of creation represent the Haschalah. Shabbos represents the Tachlis, the Seif. The closer you are created to the Seif, the more easily accessible it is for you to reach up to that Tachlis, to reach up to the Seif. The Isa b'Sforim, and it's brought in Sforim, Ki Sheshes Yomim Oso Hashem Es Hashemayim V'Soorets. Shegam Hasheshes Yomim Bi'atzmon Nivru. The 6 days themselves were a creation also. Because note, the Zohar HaKadosh says, what should it have said if you know your Hebrew? Ki b'sheshes yomim osa Hashem es ha'shamayim v'soretz. In 6 days Hashem created. That's not what it says. It says, technically, ki sheshes yomim osa Hashem. Hashem made 6 days. Hashem actually created 6 days. V'heim besoid igulo el hanekuda hapnimis shehu Shabbos. They are in the secret of a circle related to the central focal point, which is the Shabbos. Ach afal piken yesh chilukim. But there are still many differences. Meaning, Rabbi Nachman is implying here that if we want to envision these 7 days of creation, the way we look at it is Shabbos is referred to as the center. The other 6 days are like concentric circles going further and further away from the Tachlis, away from the center, just as in the Menorah. What is a Menorah? A Menorah is half of this picture. A Menorah only shows you 180 degrees of these. Of this. The Shabbos represents the 7th day, the middle candle. You have the three on each side, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, the following week, representing the ones on the right and on the left of this candelabra, all leaning in towards the center candle, as in the Beis HaMikdash, focusing in on the center candle, which represented the Shabbos. So Shabbos is the Nekudas HaMerkaz of the whole Bria, of the whole creation. By the way, about this point of Sheshes Yomim Oso, if you recall, Rebbe Zal once said a beautiful Chiddush, I think from the Roikeach, what the Roikeach says from here is that actually the only units of time that Hashem created were 6 days. It says, Ki Sheshes Yomim Oso Hashem. Hashem made 6 days. When are the following 6 days created? How, in other words, once Hashem made those first 6 days, who made the second set of 6 days? Who made the third set? The answer is each and every single Jew who is Shomer Shabbos, who keeps Shabbos. This is where the Zohar HaKadosh says, V'leimor letzion ami ato. Hashem says to the Jewish nation, you are my nation. The Zohar HaKadosh says, al tikri ami Elohimi. Not you're my nation, you are with me. Hashem says, just as I create, you create. Just as I create with speech, b'miluli, with my speech, b'dvar Hashem Shemayim also, so too the Jewish nation also creates with its speech, which is the one day of the week when a Jew is required, obligated, to be extra careful with his speech, v'daber dovor, that your dibur of Shabbos should not be like your dibur of Chol. That's the Shabbos Kodesh. Because a Yid, through his dibur on Shabbos, He creates the next 6 days. That's how we teach these words. Ki sheshes yamim osa Hashem. Hashem made 6 days, period, and he didn't make any more. The kasha is, where does all the rest of time come from? The answer is, on Shabbos is created the next 6 days. By whom? Not by Hashem, by Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, by being Shomer Shabbos, that's what creates the next cycle, the next 6 days. Shabbos provides the Shefa for the 6 days of the week. It actually creates the 6 days of the week.